脚正好落在这么一个小孩的两边那个地方。
And I was afraid, but Chris, no fear.
我吓坏了，但我那个朋友没事。
And I said, Chris, look, 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 stop your children. And in my mind, I could see one of the children coming down on the baby's head and the brain, the whole head exploding.
我就给我那个朋友 Chris 说，你看你的孩子，快让你的孩子别玩了。我脑子当中当时就能想象出来，万一一个孩子一脚踩到那个小孩头上，可能脑浆都要崩出来。
And as a soon to be a father, Chris said to me, "Well, do you know with the first child, you're always afraid something's going to happen. You're actually sort of paranoid."
他知道我快要当爸爸了，就给我说，他说，你知道吗？你养第一个孩子的时候呢，你什么都担惊害怕。
And the second child.You relax a little. You're not as afraid.
养第二个孩子就放松很多了，然后很，就是担惊受怕也少了很多。
And then by the third, you know everything's going to be okay, so you just don't care. It'll work out.
到了老三来的时候呢，你知道反正是没什么事情，实际上你什么也就不管了，放心了。
But the second thing he said was really important, and it's about the relationship of a father and a mother when she is pregnant.
这是他讲的第一件事情。第二件事情讲的也很重要，就是关系到，生孩子怀孕的时候呢，这个丈夫和妻子之间呢有一个不同。
She said, when your baby is born, your wife might be a little upset with you because she has a very good relationship with the baby, but you don't seem to understand.
就是说，你的太太要刚生下孩子的时候呢，她可能比较容易对你发脾气，因为他和这个小孩之间的这个关系的亲密程度呢，要超过做父亲的那个时候和这个孩子之间的关系的亲密程度。
And she said, you know, your wife, the moment she realizes she is pregnant, she develops a relationship with the child. You can't see it, but she has a relationship in her heart with the child. But you, nothing.
女的呢，从怀孕那一天起。他都已经开始和这个胎儿和这个小孩已经两个人之间呢已经开始这样建立一个关系的纽带。那个时候这个做丈夫的呢对这次还是毫无感觉。
You know, and then even when the baby is born for the first few months, you know, a father, you don't know what to do with it, so you can't relate. And she becomes upset because she's had a relationship with this baby that is life inside of her for 9 months.But to you, you don't see anything.
即使孩子已经生下几个月了，当父亲呢，可能对这个婴孩还没有什么太深的感觉。那个时候呢，母亲和这个孩子之间，她经过九个月的怀孕分娩之后呢，和这个孩子之间的关系已经相当亲密。
And that's what Jesus' resurrection in some way means to us. There is life, but people who do notBelieve in Jesus cannot see the life that will come out, but those who have a good relationship with Jesus know. Even if you cannot see the life, He is living inside of us because He was raised from the dead.
耶稣基督复活的那个生命，也和上面所讲的有点相似，就是和他关系亲密的人能够感觉到这个新生命已经在那里了，并且在生长。但和他关系不亲密或者不认识耶稣的人却没有或者是感觉不到这个耶稣基督复活后的那个新的生命。
So as we read our Bible passage about actually our resurrection because of his resurrection, I want you to notice two things.
所以当今天我们查看我们圣经的经文的时候呢，想到耶稣基督的复活，也想到我们这些因信耶稣基督同样也得到了复活的这些人的时候呢，两件事情我请大家牢牢地记住。
That is, we, followers of Jesus, experience two resurrections.
信耶稣基督的人，就是我们这些信徒，会经历两次的复活。
The first, he says, the time now is that those who are dead will live.And he's talking about our being born again. It's our spiritual resurrection.
第一次耶稣在一节经文里面讲到说时候将到而且现在就是了。 信耶稣基督的人将要从死里复活。
And this, oh, I'm sorry.
指的就是现在我们信耶稣基督之后，我们在灵里面，一信耶稣，在灵里面你就复活了，这是第一次复活。
And the second is in the future, and it's the physical resurrection of our bodies when our body and spirit have been reunited.
第二次复活就是下面第二段讲的，说在坟在坟墓里的都要听他的声音就出来，行善的复活得生，作恶的复活得罪。这是第二次身体，就是肉体的复活。
So, would you read with me? And we'll read English and then Chinese, English, Chinese.
好不好？我们一起来读一下神的话语。先我们先读英文，之后我们一起读中文。
Just as the Father raised the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he wishes. And
read in Chinese?
Yeah, didn't we just read it?
Did we do it?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
好吧，我们一起用中文来读，好不好？父怎样叫死人起来，使他们活着，子也照样随自己的意思使人活着。那听我话又心差我来的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
Next slide.
下一章。
A time is coming, and now has come.When the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear shall live. Coming, when all who are in the tombs shall hear his voice and come out, those who did good to a resurrection of life, and those who committed evil to a resurrection of judgment.
时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。时候要到，凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音，就出来。行善的复活得生，作恶复活得罪。
Let's pray just real quickly. Father, we do come before you on Resurrection Day when there is nothing but joy, and I ask that as we listen to your word.That you will glorify Jesus and also help us to understand the hope we have because of his resurrection. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, I want to talk about something that is dead. Go ahead. Next slide. Something is dead and it comes alive. Something that looks dead and then later is apparent. It is alive. That's what Easter Day is about.
现在我想谈一件事情，就是在复活节的时候呢，死和复活这个事情，就是这个图片上所显示的，有一样东西，以前曾经死过，现在呢又重新活了。
And you know, science is amazing.
科学是很令人惊讶的一个东西。
Not long ago, I learned about this Methuselah tree.
不久前呢，我读过这样一个报道，就是关于这是一棵植物，一棵树。名字叫马土萨拉。
And you know, Methuselah was the oldest person in the Bible. The Bible says he lived 900 years.
这个名字大家都知道是旧约里面的一个人物的名字，活的时间寿命最长，900多年的寿命。
And some people in Israel, some scientists, they found seeds of a tree that were 2,000 years old.
以色列的一些科学家发现了一棵树的树种，然后鉴定完之后呢，这个种子认为是已经是2000多年前古树的一个种子。
Dead for 2,000 years.
这个树呢已经死了2000多年了。
You know what happens with a tree? You know, it drops its seeds, a plant drops its seeds, and then the plant dies.
就是这个树呢结了种子，种子掉在地里。树本身就死了。
But the seed which looks dead comes alive.
种子呢 没有什么动静，看起来像是个死了的种子，后来呢，就又能活，再活过来。
And the scientists in Israel took these seeds that have been dead for 2,000 years and planted them, and after 2,000 years, they became alive.
这些科学家就把这个树种子重新的培育，结果呢，培育活了，等于说这2000多年前就已经死灭绝的或者死的这种树呢，现在又重新活过来了。
And it's hard to believe that something that's been dead for 2,000 years can grow up and become alive.
是非常奇异的一件事情，2000多年前都已经灭绝了的东西，现在竟然还能够重新把它再培育出来。
And the Bible tells us that just as Jesus died and was raised again, we too will die, but we will come to life.
像圣经所讲的，耶稣基督怎样死去埋葬，后来又复活，我们信神的人也要照样死。还有复活。
You know, so if Jesus comes back today, Jesus' disciples that died 2,000 years ago would come alive out of the grave.
假如耶稣基督今天再次来到，那他当时在他当时死去的那些使徒们，就在今天也要同样从坟墓里出来，再一次复活。
And so on Easter Day, I want to talk about the hope that we have and the hope our family has.In Jesus' resurrection and our resurrection.
所以今天复活节呢，我想谈一下我们和我们的家人在耶稣基督里面所拥有的这样一个能够从死里复活这样一个盼望。
You know, we have a hope in the resurrection, a spiritual resurrection, and then a physical resurrection.
我们有两个盼望，一个就是我们的灵命灵里面能够从死里再活过来。第二个呢，就是我们的身体，我们的肉体也同样的也会死了，将来还要再要复活过来。
And so Jesus tells us he has authority to give life. He says, just as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, I too have been given the authority and the power to give life to whoever I want.
耶稣基督告诉我们，他手里面有生命和死亡这样一种权柄。约翰福音5章21节说，父怎样叫人，叫死人起来，使他们活着，子也照样随自己的意思使人活着。
And so then he tells us, if you believe in me, you're already going to move from death to life.
24节说，就是信耶稣的那些人呢，他已经有了永生。
But notice the three things that he says that we already have once we believe.
所以呢，这里讲到，我们一信耶稣基督，就马上就拥有了三样东西。
You know, if you hear my word and you believe, you hear my word, not with your ears, but with your heart, and then you believe in God, and I would say his.Death and resurrection, there are three great things that he gives us.
24节告诉我们说，那些听我话，就是听耶稣的话，又信差我来者，就是神。这样的人呢，信就是用我们又不是用我们的心里面相信耶稣基督和神。这个时候，我们就接受到了三件东西。
And the first is eternal life. We have eternal life the moment that we believe.And we are born again.
第一件事情就是永生，说就有永生，也就是我们在信耶稣基督的那一刻就有了永生。
And the second is that on the day of judgment at the end of the age, we will not be condemned for our sins.
第二件事情就是在末日众人都要受审判的那个时候呢，我们不至于被定罪。
And the third is that we actually already have life. He says, once you believe, you have already crossed from death to life.
第三件事情呢，就是我们已经有了这样一个新生命，因为经文讲的是已经出死入生了。
You know, and as we reach an age where our parents are getting really old, and we know that sooner or later they're going to pass away, this gives us hope.
那我们每个人年龄渐渐的长大，越来越知道我们的父母年龄也越来越大。这个时候呢，这节经文就能给我们心里面有很大的盼望。
You know, because it's really hard to lose the people that we love and the people that have loved us.
因为你爱的这些人和爱过你的这些人，失去他们，这是一件很悲伤的事情。
There's a resurrection to come.
但是呢，将来会有复活。
But the first is our spiritual resurrection.
第一次复活是我们灵里灵命的复活。
You know, and that's what Jesus says. You know, it already is here. It has already started the spiritual resurrection.
这个复活呢，已经开始了，已经成就了，就像是耶稣所说的那样。
Notice what Jesus said 2,000 years ago. The time is coming, and it now is. It's already happened.
25节说，耶稣说，时候将到，现在就是耶稣说那句话的时候呢，就已经是这种情况了。
You know that.People that are dead, they're already dead. They're spiritually dead.
那个时候已经死去的那个人呢，他们在灵里面已经死了。
We're dead and we hear the voice of the Son of God and those who hear 2,000 years ago through today, they live. We live. We are alive.
但是那些听见了人子神的儿子的声音的时候，从2000多年前到今天，所有那些听见了他的话语的那些人都还活着。
You know, and why does it say that we are dead even when we're alive?
为什么说我们现在虽然好像是活着，实际上是死的人呢？
Think about Adam and Eve, what God said to them if they sinned and took from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
亚当夏娃可以是一个例子，神告诉他们说，如果他们吃了那个禁果的话呢，虽然看起来是活着，实际上是已经死了。
You know, God said to them, on the day that you eat of it, the day that you eat of it, the same day, you will surely die.
神对他们讲的是，你在吃生命果的那一天，同一天，你就死了。
But they didn't die, did they?
可是他们没有死，对不对？
Not on that day.
并不是说吃了那天当天就死去了。
You know, God, he sent them away from the garden, and then they had one son, another son, three sons and daughters.
神把他们赶出伊甸园，之后又生儿育女，有很多的后代。
What did God mean on the day that you eat of it, you will die?
所以神告诉他们说，你吃的当天就死，这句话的意思是什么呢？
What he meant is that we spiritually dieWhen we sin, and then there is a physical death later at the end of life.
就是说，他们吃的那天，也就是我们犯罪那个时候，灵就死了，肉体的死呢，将来会跟着发生。
And so with Jesus' death and resurrection, he reverses that curse that we all suffer because of Adam and Eve's sin.
那因为亚当夏娃这个罪我们都受的这种罪和惩罚呢，耶稣基督把它给翻转过来了，把它给推翻了，通过他自己的死和复活。
You know, Adam and Eve, they died spiritually and then later they died physically.
亚当夏娃先灵死，接着肉体死。
And because of Jesus' death and resurrection, he helps us toCome alive spiritually, and then later come alive physically with a physical resurrection.
这个后果，因为耶稣基督自己死，先死又复活，所以让我们得以先有灵里的复活，之后我们再有肉体，还有将来再有复活。
And notice for the people that are being baptized today, what Paul tells us this symbolizes.
所以仔细看一下今天我们这些将要受洗的弟兄姐妹，受洗的意义保罗是在怎样告诉我们？
You know, he said we were dead, past tense, when you believed, you were dead up to that point, but you were dead how? In your sins, you were spiritually dead.
保罗告诉我们说，格罗西书二章十三节，因为从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，就是我们以前是 就是我们在到信耶稣基督那一刻之前是死了。
And he gives you spiritual resurrection, and that's what baptism represents. It says God made you alive together with Christ. He united you. And then it says when you were buried with him in baptism.
因信神又让我们活过来，这就是洗礼所代表的一个象征的意义。通过信耶稣基督，我们从死里面又活了过来。
And that's what baptism represents. Going into the water and dying to the old sinful man and coming up united with Jesus and spiritually resurrected with a new life.
洗礼代表的就是这样一个意义和过程。进入死里面代表是死和埋葬，从水里面出来代表是我们复活了过来，和耶稣基督联合为一体，和他一同活着。
Look at what verse 12 says.
我们看第十二节怎么讲。
He says, you were buried with him in baptism and raised with him. Notice that it's with him, you're united with him.
他说你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活。看一下，是讲的是一同和耶稣基督一同复活。
And this comes through our faith in Christ, but it is faith in the power of God who raised him and raises us from the dead.
这些事情，这个之所以能够发生，因为的，就是通过的，是我们的信心。因为下面讲的，他说因信那叫他从死里复活，神的功用就是信，但信的对象却是神的那个功用，也就是他的大能。
And so, when you're baptized, I want you to remember one thing.
所以受洗的时候呢，我想请大家记住这一点。
The old man died. He completely died.
你以前那个自己，就是那个老我，死的是彻彻底底。是完全的死了。
And the new man in the image of Christ is alive.
这个新的你，新的我，按照耶稣基督形象造的这个，活了过来。
And when we struggle with our sinful nature to walk according to God's word,
之后每天在我们生活当中，我们会愿意努力的按照神的话语去活的时候，你会经历很多的挣扎。
And it's hard to overcome bad habits, long sinful habits.
以前的坏习惯，长久积累下的这种罪，要克服这些是会有困难的。
Remember that the way to repent of sin is to think and realize it is the same power that God used to raise Jesus from the dead is the power that gives us the ability to be obedient to God.
那么怎么样悔改这些罪和坏习惯，怎么改这些东西呢？改的秘诀是在于我们要常常的提醒记住耶稣基督他复活那时候的那个大能，和我们因为和他一起复活所拥有的那个新的生命。
And that throughout this life God will be working bit by bit to change us into the image of Christ.
在我们剩下的一生当中，神会在我们生命里面做他的工作，一点一点的把我们塑造成他儿子耶稣基督的那个样式。
And the second thing we all need to remember and have family hope in is that there is a physical resurrection when Jesus comes back.
所以那是第一件。第二件事情要记住的就是我们的家人里面死去的家人里面呢，他们将来的肉身还是要活过来的，会再一次活过来的。
And it will be a resurrection of everybody.
实际上在将来每一个死去的人都要活过来。
Everybody will have their bodies raised again and put back together again, and their spirit, their soul will be reunited with their bodies.
那以前死去的所有的人，他们将来的身体，就是他们将来的肉体，会要重新的，就是从出来，或者重新的被组合起来，和他们的灵魂再结合在一起。
It's everybody.
这里讲的这个复活呢，是指所有人，不管是信的，也包括不信的耶稣基督的。
Notice what he says in verse 28. the time is coming when all, when everybody who are in the graves will come out.
因为这个二十八节，五章二十八节讲的是说凡，意思就是说所有在坟墓里的都要出来。
And we go to two different places.
出来之后呢，走向两个不同的结局。
Those who hear the voice of Jesus and believe in the gospel, when we come out, look at what it says that we go to.
那些信耶稣基督、信仰福音的人，他们的结果，我们这里看一看是怎么样。
It says that we go to a resurrection of life in the new heavens and the new earth.
在他就是说复活得生，在将来这个新天新地，在天国里面呢，我们得到的是一个新的生命。
And those who don't believe in Christ.
那些不信的人的结局是怎么样
？You know, there's a resurrection of judgment.
他们会复活。然后会被定罪。
So we are all reunited with our bodies and live forever.
所以我们，所以所有的人将来都要复活，与他这个身体和灵魂重新结合，并且永远是活。
So don't think that heaven is like being in a ghost or a spirit and we float around on clouds.
天堂或天国并不是说那些鬼魂惊吓故事里面讲的那种虚无缥缈的那样一个不实在的一个地方和东西。
You know, the Bible is very clear that the new heavens and the new earth are very, very physical, maybe more physical than we now have.
圣经非常清晰地描述将来要来的这个新耶路撒冷，就是天国呢，是非常非常的，就是实实在在的，具有它的实在的那个性质。
And when does this future resurrection of the bodies come?
将来要复活的这个肉身什么时候会来呢？
It's when Jesus comes back the second time.
就是耶稣基督第二次来，再来的时候。
And I'd like to spend some time talking about what Paul said that happens when Jesus returns.
保罗所讲的这些，耶稣基督再来的时候将要发生什么样的事情？我想重点的讲一讲。
You know, they were confused about the resurrection of the dead, and they saw their mothers and their fathers pass away and die, and they were afraid that they would miss the resurrection.
当时帖撒罗尼迦教会里面的人呢，对将来死要复活这件事情不是很明白，有些人就担心说，比方他妈妈或他祖母。如果是死了，将来主耶稣基督又来了，这些死的人会不会就错过了耶稣基督来的时候所带来的那个新的生命？既然已经死了，你会不会错过这个
？And Paul's reason for writing this is actually to give us comfort and hope, saying, you know what? At the resurrection, our family members will all come back together, so don't worry.
保罗写这些经文。目的之一就是要安慰劝勉那些这样心里面不平安的一些人，告诉他们说，将来耶稣基督再来的时候呢，那些死去的亲人会要再一次活过来。
Now, look at verse 16. What it says is that the Lord Jesus himself, he will descend physically from heaven.
四章十六节这里说，耶稣基督会亲自从天降临。
And when he comes, there's going to be this loud command and the voice of an archangel and the trumpet of God. Everybody will know when Jesus returns.
他再来呢，会有呼叫的声音，天使长的声音，还有神的号角吹响，这些伴随他。
But look at what it says. It says, the dead that are in Christ, they are going to rise first.
下一步呢，就看第十七节说，基督里死了的人，他们先复活。
And those of us that are alive when he returns, we will be caught up into the air, and we will be together with our family.
他们复活以后，接下来发生的就是我们这些还活着、还存留的人，要和他们一起被提到云里。
So this word caught up.And be together is actually very strong and powerful. Pick up and raise.
这里这个字呢，提到实际上是一个非常非常这个具有很强能力的一个词。意思就是说，我们这些人呢会被好像就是说 会被席卷而去，和他们一起卷到这个和谁的到谁的那个地方，也就是云里。
And then it says here, we're going to meet together. We're going to meet the Lord in the air.
所以到了空中云里的时候，那个地方呢，我们要干嘛？我们要和神见面，我们要和耶稣基督相见。
And this word to meet is actually very unique.
这里这个见哈是哪一节？要和耶稣基督相见，这个词实际上是很特别的一个词。
It's a way to welcome somebody that's very honorable.
这在应该是十七节，说里面相遇哈，这里有个词和耶稣基督相遇这个词。
When an emperor or a governor comes to the city, people go out, they meet.And then welcome them, and then walk back in. It's a way to show honor to somebody that's important.
意思就是说，这里方所说这个相遇呢，哈，在当时那个情况下，比方说有，有这个皇帝或者是总督一类的长官来到你的属地的时候呢，你要自己出城门去迎接他们，去向他们这个尊敬他们之后，你再回来，就这样的一种表达说你的敬意，这样一种相遇。
And when a general comes back after his army has defeated somebody, the important people go out, they meet and welcome him because he has had victory and bring him back into the city.
或者说得胜的一个将军凯旋回来进城门的那个时候，大家都要一起去迎接这位将军，对不对？就因为他得胜了嘛，所以这是用来表达对他的尊敬。
And one of the times this is used in the Bible is at a wedding. It also happens at a wedding.
圣经也记载过这样一种事情，就是在一个婚礼上。
In a wedding, what happens is the bride's family goes out to the village of the wife and then brings her back.
这个就是新郎的那一方家人呢，会就基本上就是游行，就是一路走到新娘那个村庄那里，把新娘给迎接到这个新郎的家里面。
So remember the parable of the 10 bridesmaids in Matthew?
另外，马太福音里面曾经讲过十个，对不对？十个这个婚礼上的一个十个使女的故事。
You know, five of them were ready and five were not.
十个其中十个仆女里面有五个准备好了他们那个灯，另外五个呢没有准备好。
And when they hear the word and get the message that the bridegroom and his wife are returning, they run out with their lanterns and they welcome and escort them back into the city.
其中讲到这个很晚的一个时候呢，当里面的人听到说这个新郎还有他的家人来了的时候，这些使女们都起来去迎接，这种迎接也就是这里所讲的这种相遇。
So when we are caught up and the dead are raised and they meet the Lord in the air, we have to remember the purpose of this is that we will honor the Lord Jesus who has had victory over death and sin.
所以将来主耶稣基督再来的那个时候，死有复活的人会去见他，我们这些还活着的会提到空中去见他，这种相见就是去欢迎耶稣基督得胜回来，他已经得了胜之后又回来，这样的一种相见。
But remember, he's writing this because people are afraid their mothers, their fathers, their grandmother or grandfather have died, and they will not see them again because they will not be raised.
保罗写这些的时候呢，就是当时教会有些人担心说自己死去的这些父母也好，祖父祖母也好，如果是在耶稣基督来的时候，会不会这些人就错过了与耶稣基督相遇的机会？
So.Look at this. This is really important. When my mother died, I was so broken in mourning and grieving. I didn't expect it.
我觉得我们能够清楚明白这些经文是非常重要的，因为我自己来讲，我母亲去世的时候，我当时非常的伤心，非常的悲哀。我当时没有意识到还竟然会有这些事情将来要发生。
You know, when Sandy's parents and my parents, they're getting old. They're in their 80s And we know we don't have many birthdays or Christmases together.
我的父母还有我太太 Sandy 的父母，他们都已经八十多岁了，所以我们知道说和他们将来在一起这些年日已经不是那么多了。
Maybe you worry about your own parents.
在座的你也可能心里面也在有时候会担心你自己年迈的这些父母或者祖父祖母。
You know, or brothers or sisters or even children, you know.Maybe they've died and you're afraid that you'll never see them again.
在这当中家里面可能都已经有的家人可能都已经去世了。那我们可能心里面会担心说他们走了去世了我们再也见不到他们了。
But it's really important to remember that when it says we will be with the Lord forever.
所以在看这一节经文四章十七节说我们将我们就要和主永远同在，我们要认识到一点。
And he says, we will be caught up together with them, together with them.
讲的就是说，我们要和那些复活的人呢一同就是说，我们还会再见到以前死去、将来要复活的这些亲朋好友、这些家人，还会再见到他们的。
So as our family members die and pass away,
所以我们家人如果有去世的时候呢
if they're believers, we have to remember we will be together with them forever.
我们信耶稣基督的人呢，要意识到，就是将来我们还要和他们一同，就是在一起，并且是永远一同在一起。
You know, that's why he says, I don't want you to grieve as other people.Who have no hope? If you don't believe in Jesus, you have no hope. But I don't want you to grieve.
所以保罗这里对帖撒罗尼迦的人说：“我不愿意你们，因为有亲人去世这个事情，在你悲伤的时候呢，好像是那些没有什么盼望的人那样悲伤。你可以悲伤，但是你们是有盼望的人，做一个有盼望的人那样去悲伤。
Now, maybe you don't read it the same way that I do, but I think when I look closely.This says we will have a family reunion.
那你读这些经文的时候，你的理解我不知道会不会和我读的这个理解会不会一样？但是我想，如果我们去仔细的看，认真的看这些经文在讲什么，会意识到将来我们实际上和我们的以前，已经去世的这些人、亲朋好友呢，还会有一个家庭的大团聚的时候。
You know, so we have parents and grandparents, and they have a stroke or they have cancer.Or they have a, you know, something that's cut out of their body. And when they're old, it's just sad.
Because we know if there are parents or grandparents who get some kind of cancer, or get sick, or their body because of some disease, and experience this pain in the process of dying, it's really very sad.
But when we're reunited, they will be perfect in their bodies.
但将来我们团聚的那个时候，他们复活的那个身体呢，却是完美的身体，没有再也没有这一切的疾病痛苦。
No, I don't know how we're all going to know who's mother and father because I think we'll all have 25-year-old bodies.
那个时候见了面之后，我不知道说怎么还认出彼此来，因为身体到那时候的身体是复活完美，我想每个人都非常的年轻，应该看起来非常年轻，二十几岁那个样子。
You know, my friend Chris talked about the life that is in his wife's womb from the time it is conceived.
So, 我的朋友就告诉我说，他这个孩子呢，从怀孕那一天起，他这个孩子这个生命是怎么样？
And there's one thing that I have learned as a pastor about men and women.
我做牧师这么多年，学到一件，就是男女之间的不同点。
Men do not understand what happens to the baby that lives inside of his wife.
这个对男人来讲呢，妻子肚子里面那个小生命啊，怀孕过程这些当中，他那个感觉和这个小生命的情况，这个男人是没有办法感觉到的。
You know, a lot of women.Lose the babies.
我们知道有很多怀孕的这些妇女呢，会有这个流产。
You know, I've learned as a pastor there's a lot of miscarriages.
我做牧师以后才发觉到流产这个事情其实是很普遍的。
And the men think nothing about it, but the woman is grieving the loss of her child.
丈夫呢可能就没有什么对流产那个没有什么感觉，这个妻子却是啊、心里常常可能有很深的一种啊、悲伤的感觉。
But I think that even the baby that was in the womb, if it's lost in a miscarriage, we will even be united with them.
但是呢，我想，即使那些流产而失去的那些啊、胎儿，将来我们还会和那些，即使和他们也会有相聚。
And I think any woman that has lost a baby in their womb, no matter how that happened, will have joy forever because they will live with the baby that they didn't get to have.
所以我觉得那些曾经有过流产的这些姐妹们、将来她们还会和那些这些孩子就是自己从来没有能够有或者没有见到的这些孩子将来还会 再和他们、相聚在一起的。
I think that because of Jesus' resurrection from the dead,
我觉得这一切呢都是因为耶稣基督他死而且有复活。
It gives us hope for our family.
我们和我们的家人就有这样一个盼望。
Please remember this.
所以我想请我们千万要记住这一点。
Because there's nothing more painful than losing somebody in your family, but we have the hope that we will all be together again forever.
失去亲人是很悲伤，可是呢，我们不要忘记了，我们却有一个盼望，将来耶稣基督的再来的时候，我们会和这些复活的亲人们会永远会相见，而且还要永远在一起。
No pain.
再也没有悲伤。
No regrets.
再也没有遗憾。
No grieving or mourning.
也不用再、悲痛，也不用再为他们哀伤。
Joy for eternity with our family.
和我们家人一起有一个永远永恒的这样的一个喜乐。
Let's remember every Easter is a day of hope.
所以让我们记住每一次每一年的我们过这个复活节呢，这一天都是一个唤醒我们心中啊这样一个盼望的那样的一天。
Hope for the whole family.
而且对我们整个的家庭都是有这样一个盼望。
Let me pray.
好吧，我们让我来为大家祷告。
Father God, we thank you that you raised your Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead.
父神，我们感谢你，因为你把你自己的儿子从死里让他复活。
And we thank you, God, that his resurrection means more than being forgiven.
我们感谢主，因为耶稣基督的复活的含义，并要超过我们的罪被赦免这一层面。
We thank you that Jesus' resurrection means that we have hope.
他复活还包含着一个意义，就是我们这些信耶稣基督的人是有盼望的。
And we thank you that it has hope for our whole entire family.
也感谢神，这个盼望同样适用于我们全家的人。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。阿们。
Thank you. in a loving Christian family with two parents and two older sisters. I went to church